Good morning.
Good morning.
I want to thank the song leader and those who are praying for the service today. It is truly a blessing to once again to be in the house of the Lord. Yeah. No matter what people say, he said where there are how many? Two or three gathered together there in my name. There I'm also in the midst of them. So he's here with us right now. Thank God for bringing us along this far in our lives, that we're able to be here to move on our own. Some of us need a little help. It's all right. Some of us might have to have hearing aids. I'm supposed to be wearing mine, but I'm not wearing them. Some of us have all kind of issues, but we're here, and God respects that and honors him that we're present, knowing that there's many in this world that needs to be sitting in worship service to this day. So I want to go on and go into our main lesson today. And the thought is looking unto Jesus. Looking unto Jesus. Now Jesus is the founder and the perfecter of our faith. We discussed this morning how the Church of Christ is the oldest church in the world, founded AD 33 in the city of Jerusalem. Everybody else, the first one we saw after that was 606 AD, Boniface III in Rome, the Roman Catholic Church, and then the list goes on and on. But we are the original. We are the ones that Christ set up. We are the ones that we must come to for salvation through the church. And if you can, you can follow me to Hebrews chapter 12, the book of Hebrews chapter 12. I heard some comedian try to make a joke, and it's not really funny, but I'm just going to put it out there. And he said, you know who's supposed to make the coffee? He said, Hebrews. I'm not making fun of the book, but, you know, it's like, okay, all right, you got away with that one, Tyler Perry. But that drag dressing, you don't get away with. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 1. If y'all found it, just look up at them, then I know you got it. Otherwise, I know you're still trying to find it. There's nothing wrong with that. We can't turn the page as fast as we could when we were 16 and 17. It takes a while to get there. Everybody have it?
Yes.
All right. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 1. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Station identification. Who are our witnesses? Go to the Old Testament. You'll see the witness, how they witnessed how God dealt with man fairly, how God punished man on the spot. You better be glad he's not doing that now. Sometimes he does it, but not like he used to in the Old Testament. Sometimes I was in junior high school, and this young man was so, you know, I think one or two grades ahead of me. He was one of the most evilest persons in that school. He was coming back from Clear Lake, I'm told, and was at a stop sign. A car reared in his car and went through the windshield of that car and died. Buried right across the street in the cemetery next to the junior high school. A couple of years ago, we were looking for his headstone. His headstone's all turned. Nobody's keeping that grave. So whoever I get, I want to go in the Columbarium. I'm putting me in that ground to suck all that water up. But y'all looking at me funny. You know that casket's not really locked. It's just closed. Water still gets in there. So, what was I going to say? So, I'd rather be in there. So, you know, it's just ashes. But he got buried, but nobody's keeping up the gravesite. And that's one of the things. If you're going to put your loved one in the ground, somebody's got to maintain that gravesite. Somebody needs to go by there, because the people, even at the Veterans Cemetery and all that, they don't always keep that thing up. You got to go by there, and somebody's got to check on that. So, the witnesses, Moses. If we go down and list and look at some of the people that are witnesses to God's faithfulness, and if they were faithful because they were faithful, they received a very good reward. Compassed about so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay every side, every weight. What is the weight? The weight is sin. Sin weighs you down. Sin will cause you when you, if Jesus come, you go to that lake and burn with fire and brimstone if you didn't get rid of that sin. When you pass away, everybody know the story of the rich man and Lazarus. Remember where the rich man ended up. That money, oh, he has some, and all Lazarus was asking for was the crumbs that fall from his table, but he was so arrogant, he would not let him even have that. And sometimes that's the way a lot of people, rich people do. They're real stingy with their money, but we're not supposed to be like that. Sometimes if you give your last dollar, don't worry, God's going to bless you for that. You come out your pocket and help somebody, somebody's going to bless you for that. Now, what they do, because I used to be real stickler on that, I don't give him, he's going to go get some drugs. That's on them. You know, so I'm going to get, I seen somebody that's going to get some food, give them the money for the food, and they told me that, well, you know, when he disappeared, he went and got some heroin. Well, that's not on me. I gave him the money because he said he was hungry. So we know, see, we're supposed to, God is all about love. We're supposed to love one another, and love is one of the most important things in this world today, is love. And you don't see a lot of love right now, do we? It's all in the news. There's a lot of hate, a lot of evil things going on because people fail to love, right? So we got the witnesses. Let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Now, on my way up here, I saw some races, and man, I was hotter than fish grease because I had to sit there in traffic all that time, getting late, getting here, because they wouldn't let us through. And I was like, how could they let them do it on a Sunday? You know why they let them do it on a Sunday? Because they don't care about worship service.
Amen.
A lot of people are hung up, and we finally got here, and I, my mom could tell you, I was like, we need to move. And we could not move, and I'm not going to try to run through that little blockade that the law enforcement had, because you know then I wouldn't be sitting here right now. So I was patient, finally got through, but that was a hot mess. The time of day and the day of the week that they picked us. See, these individuals have no respect for who? God. They could care less about God. Their God is that bicycle. Their God is that race that they have out there. But little do they know, if they end up in the hospital, no matter what faith they are, they're probably going to ask for the minister to show up. Nine times out of ten. I don't know, I could be wrong. Someone probably wouldn't call about it, but the next relative. But at some point, it's going to dawn on you one day that Jesus saves. Hopefully, it's not everlasting too late when you realize it. Because that could happen, like the rich man. Remember what he went, well, we'll send somebody to talk to my brothers. They have Moses and the prophets. God's not going to go out of his way. He's done everything he's going to do for us through his son by allowing him, an innocent lamb, to be slaughtered, to be beaten like that and slaughtered on the cross for our sins. He had done nothing wrong. But before then, every year you had to go to the priest and bring your sacrifices to get your sins from the previous year to be forgiven. That's why there's always a terrible, fearful waiting for, am I going to make it to give it to him? I don't know. You might die before then. But while the blood is yet running through your veins, obey him. And Satan will go out his way to make sure that you don't. You're married, you're going to make sure you have a fight. Both of y'all going to want to push the other one off the same bridge at the same time and call them all kind of names. You old ugly. That's Satan in your life. Because if that's going on, he knows you're headed in the right direction. He wants you to be headed in the other direction. He wants company. So, we must run with patience the race. What is the race to make heaven our home? The Old Testament tells us to stand in the ways and see, ask for the old path, where is the good way, and walk therein. Even though we're walking, it's still a race. Because we're running from the devil. Maybe you're not, but I'm trying to stay away from that rascal. But sometimes he corners you and you have no choice. You just got to fight your way out of it with these scriptures. That's how you do it. By the renewing of your mind. Then verse 2 says, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith. Now, when you're in the church of Christ, our author is Jesus Christ. Now, the other ones claim the same thing, but they've been, people have been lied to. Jesus said, I will build my church. I can build McDonald's Tabernacle, and I guarantee you I can fill it up. I had the women up there in the short dresses and shaking and singing them songs and have a Kanye West concert up. They'll show up, and they'll show out, and they'll put all kind of money in the plate. Because the love of money is the root of all evil. That stuff going up there in Washington, love of money. Those people up there are filthy rich and they could care less about us. Wake up, people. Wake up. So when you're on the right track, you're going to have problems. You might have peace for a while. But he's coming for you. He's sneaky. He's going to get in there and try to get the in-laws to talk about you. And your neighbors to talk about you. You go to the grocery store, something's going to happen. Stay ready. Ever vigilant. Keep your eyes open and remember what the scriptures say because that is your defense. This is a sword. And if you don't know how to defend yourself in the faith, he's going to get you. But that's why we have repentance. And that's why it says we sin daily. Everybody in here sins daily. Ain't nobody perfect. But you ask God to forgive you. And if you offended somebody and they're offended, you got to go to them and clear it up. Those are the rules and regulations. I didn't write it. I think it's a good one. Looking unto Jesus, who is the author. If somebody's the author of the book, that means he's the one that wrote our salvation. You go to these other churches, somebody else has written your salvation. I don't care if they use the name Jesus. They got their own way of doing thus and so. A baptism is not necessary for salvation. That is a lie. Number one. But you also got to be in the church of Christ. You just got wet over there, bro. It's an outward sign of an inward grace. That's another lie. That's a lie. It is not an outward sign of an inward grace. But Satan has concocted that through the years, and I ain't going to start naming out them churches. Well, nobody trying to catch me before I go out the door. You can catch me now. I can't run no more. So, anymore, I should say. And these are the things we're supposed to fight about. It's going to be arguments. Father against son, son against mother, and all that. It's going to be inward fighting. But if you die in a faith that God, Jesus himself, did not start, guess where you're going? Not going, you're there already. You begin your sentence immediately, and we have that example from the rich man. Did he not begin to serve his term immediately? Yes, he did. He's trying to tell us something. Yes. So, looking unto Jesus, who's the author, he wrote how we're supposed to be saved. And the finisher, he started it, and he finished it. Those man-made institutions, they cannot help you. They can't even help themselves. They're lying to you. If it ain't Church of Christ, it ain't right. Just start with the name, and from there, you look at the doctrine. If it doesn't match the doctrine of the Church of Christ, that congregation has a problem. You look at Revelations when he's talking about the angels going to remove the candlestick from a church because they're not behaving right. He tells us that in Revelation. That's not, so you got a Church of Christ here, you got one over there. The question is, what's going on in there? Just because they had a name up there don't mean they're doing everything they're supposed to do. And if the leadership does not straighten that out, that congregation's in trouble. It's right there in Revelation. God has given us everything that we need unto righteousness and godliness is right in the book. It's okay to hear what the preacher and teacher says, but you better go back and check it for yourself to make sure they're telling you right. You can't blame it on him. In some cases, it looks like we might have some female preachers in the Church of Christ real quick, because they're already doing some of that. They're getting up in the pulpit. They've got singing groups up. They're doing all kind of stuff in the Church of Christ. When I came up, it never happened because the local area preachers got together and they stopped it. But they're not stopping it now. They're not stopping it. So unless you got a preacher who ain't going to let it happen. But a lot of these guys are rolling over for what? Money. It's all about how many people you got. You can have two or three people sitting in the pews and they're not struggling for money if you got the right people there. But some people like to go by head count. And they're I'm serious, they're calculating the money. I know one preacher, I ain't going to call no name, I'm going to say where they are. But every time I turn around, I'm talking about we ain't got enough money to keep the lights on. Well, whose fault is that? Or maybe you want your salary increased. So if you're serving as a minister somewhere because of the salary, yeah, we have means. But you're not supposed to be getting filthy rich behind this. You know, the essentials is all you need. And sometimes, yeah, okay, you work. Sometimes you don't work. But it's not about the money. Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. It was a joy that he died for us. Why? Because we are his children. We are his creation. Just like a mom or a dad would go die for that child that they brought into this world. They would fight for that child that's in this world. A man will fight and die for his wife. And now she acts. No, take my wife, please. No. But you see, it's an instinct in that role that you have that causes you to behave that way. Somebody go out to Lorraine and she already know what I'm going to do. No, she'll tell you. I said, get back. I'm like that. Whoever's in that house, if you're visiting me there, don't worry. You ain't got to worry about nobody coming through that door. It's not going to happen. You got to get past me first. I'm a pretty big guy to get past, too. But he is the author and finisher of our faith, so we are supposed to be safeguarding the congregation. And looking unto Jesus, who's the author and finisher of our faith, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endures such contradiction of sinners against himself. Now they go, you Church of Christ people, y'all think y'all the only ones going to make heaven. Yeah. But sidebar note, those are in the church that are faithful. You got people in the church that's going straight to hell. If the truth be then, I don't say that. I'm just saying we all mess up all day long. The Bible says we sin all day long. Just clean it up. But there's some people who ain't going to clean up a thing. They just going to cut up. Because the Bible says there was a day when the sons of God came together. And who came also? Satan sitting right there trying to see who's going to pluck out there. That's just like a wolf in sheep's clothing coming out. Well, that's an easy target. I'm going to get that person. He knows your lifestyle. He knows what's going on in your marriage. He knows what's going on wherever you work. He knows everything. No matter where you go, somebody is coming for you and they're working for the devil. And sometimes they don't even know it. So we must always, that's why he gives us the helmet of salvation, knowing that if you obey God unto death, he will save you. Helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, knowing that if you follow his word, you're doing what's right according to his eyesight, not man's eyesight. Loins girded about with the truth. That means you ain't out there doing some stuff you ain't supposed to be doing. That means that too, but you know everywhere you go, you know what the truth is and you're going to do with the truth. Feet prepared with the preparation of the gospel of peace. You're ready to preach the gospel no matter where you go. And the ladies, y'all part of this too. You ain't exempt from this. You can talk to other women. Ain't no big deal. I got to bring my husband over. I got to bring the preacher over here. We can help finish this. Women have a role in this too. Now, don't, it's not, you ain't left out. You got some explaining. You got to keep your husband straight too. Besides that, we know you're going to do that. Men, if you ever wake up in the middle of the night and your wife is doing like this, you're in trouble. You've been in trouble. You just didn't know. She was wondering how long it's going to take you to figure it out. We got the shield of faith. When that stuff starts coming, that we've been talking about, Captain America and his mighty shield, right? Well, you're working for Jesus. You got a mighty shield, too. It's your shield of faith. And then the sword of the Spirit. Boy, that's where you cut. I believe I cut you to the bone with the word. And that's what keeps us our minds fresh. When I was trained in the military, I had certain training. That training is still in me to this day. I don't know how they did. It's still in my head. And she'll tell you, I hear noise outside, and I'm the first one outside the house. Like, okay, where'd it come from? Who did it? We have that defensive mechanism that was put into us that will never, ever leave you. We should have that same mechanism in us when it comes to the Word of God and obeying Him and teaching others how important it is. If you really want to see heaven as your home, I'm not going to get to all these scriptures, but this is a good talk here anyway. You've got to, number one, believe it's real. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So if you want to see that I believe in the Church of Christ, check my record. Oh, I had some questionable times, but I came back because I knew I was wrong. If you listen to the banter of other people and other faiths, if you're not careful, they'll convince you there's nothing wrong. Well, they talk about Jesus over there. How often do they have communion? Once a year. Upon the first day of the week, when the disciples came together, they break bread. That example is in Acts chapter 2, AD 33. Having the Lord's Supper is part of the service. Singing and making songs in your heart. Not on the drums, not on the guitar, not on the organ. That's emotional. That's why you get all the way up there, hopping around, women falling around. They got, back in the day, they used to throw a blanket over y'all. They don't throw no blanket over them no more. They just, that's part of the entertainment in some of them places. Preacher messing around with this person and thing. The preacher turned out he gay. And then you got women up there preaching. Women are not that. Joyce Myers is one of them. Shirley, I'm going to call names. Get me in trouble. I don't care. Paul said, I suffer not a woman to do what? To teach, nor to usurp authority over the man. And if you fall in them women, you're following the wrong people. They will lead you straight to hell. And after a while, that rhetoric will begin to make sense to you. The devil can talk a whole. How do you think these pimps, I don't know what they do now, could talk a young lady into selling her precious body on the street? Talk a hole in their head. They're doing the same thing on these televangelists. Jets and everything. Let me get off them. But you know what I'm saying. So you got the Word of God. He tells us what not to do. I got some people squirming in the seat. Don't hurt me. But we need it. Sometimes we have to remind each other of these things. Because those commercials, the entertainers, and all, you see how lewd these entertainers are now on stage? In the music, on TV. Nothing is sacred anymore. I remember, I'm going to close out now. I remember when I was growing up, and I remember when the TV used to go off. You see that big old Indian head? You know, now turn it off. It was about 11 o'clock, sometimes 12 o'clock. And then they used to say, go to the church of your choice, which is your right anyway. But you gotta be to go to the, you gotta go to the Church of Christ then if you want to be saved. First of all, we hear the gospel. That's the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. He died on the cross for our sins. Jesus said, When he asked Peter, who does men say I, the Son of Man, am? He said, thou art the Christ. That means the anointed, Savior anointed, the Son of the living God. And he said, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood have not revealed this unto you, but my Father which is in heaven. And he said, and upon this rock, and I had some people try to argue, the rock is the truth. Don't you know the truth is a rock? You ever see some people tell up there, tell a lie, and they don't know you got the real information, you tell them, and you almost see them jump, because when you tell them what they really did, they're like, oh. Upon this rock, which was the truth, what is the truth? He is the Son of the living God. And I will build my church. When you see all these other faith beliefs, you'll always see a man's name as the founder. Isn't Jesus the founder of this church? Founder and builder, it's all the same thing of the church. But yet man go for the okey-doke. That's why we have the awesome responsibility to spread the gospel and tell them what the real church is and how to get into it. Well, baptism is just an outward sign of inward grace. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. But keep reading. How can we call on him and whom he has not heard? You can't call on him. That whole thing is dealing with that when you go through those scriptures. And we not haven't even believed him. So, and on the day of Pentecost, all those that heard that awesome first gospel sermon in their own native language, and they know these people weren't from there, they must be drunk. What kind of wine is that they got? But they heard them speak the wonderful words of God, and they let them know, yes, you did kill Jesus in that same sermon. And then they said, men and brethren, what shall we do? Talking to the apostles. He said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And that same day was added unto them about 3,000 souls. Those folks had the sense. And then the church goes on, and then you know about all the different churches and some of the conflicts they went through. And then we finally get Paul. And I had a discussion with somebody last night about Paul, and they didn't agree with me. Okay, I understand, but look, I still say Paul knows who did that to him. Because remember, Paul witnessed. He was going around hurting Christians and persecuting them. But he also saw some other things. So when he became blind, who did he call out to? Lord! Well, and they said, well, that's it. But didn't God say he made that same Jesus whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ? So when you say the word Lord now, you're referring to Jesus Christ. And God, I believe he had been teeter-tottering. That's why he flipped so quick. Because that was a flip from persecuting the church, becoming one of the greatest apostles of the church. So, we hear the gospel as the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. We're supposed to believe the gospel. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Then we got to make that confession like the Ethiopian eunuch. See, God knew who to send to that eunuch. He sent Philip. God always knows who to send your way. Send him to Philip. And he joined him in the chair and said, do you understand what you read? He said, how can I except some man guide me? So he was not a dumb eunuch. He understood, I need some help with this. And he began at that same scripture and taught unto him who? Jesus. When he teaches Jesus, he's talking about the death, the burial, and the resurrection. As they traveled along, he said, see, here is water wafted up into me to be baptized. That demonstrates that it's not an outward sign of inward grace. He understood this had to happen. He said, well, there's some water right there. And then he was all chomping at, he's ready to go. He said, if thou wilt, thou may. And what did he say? I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And then him, the Ethiopian eunuch, and Philip went down into the water, both them. And they were he baptized them, and he rose away rejoicing. And they never saw Philip again. Now, what's significant about that? And when I was out there at the prison, they weren't doing that. Then they started doing that because of what they saw me do. They weren't doing it. And I said, now, I said, son, you believe that this Christ is the Son of God? And he said, yes. I said, no. I need to hear you say that. What's my example? That he's helping you. Then I took him down. I said, now, if I hold you down a little bit longer, I push some limb down, because I can't have a pinky sticking out. That's why. It's a burial. And they were not doing that. Then they picked it up, and then they still were picking out the Church of Christ. So baptism is essential to salvation. You got to hear the gospel, believe the gospel, repent of your sins. That means I'm going to give them up now. You don't know all of them yet, but you're going to find out some you're going to have to give up. Confess that you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. That is required. You got to say it. I can't say it. I want to know. I need you to say it. And then be baptized. That puts you, that wash away your sin, put your name on books, and now you can go away rejoicing, because now you are a Christian. Now you have to be faithful unto death. Am I right? Okay, well, that's what I have today. I have plenty more, but you don't want to stay here forever. I know people got things to do. But God bless everyone for listening. And coming out today, because God's going to bless you for that. And if there's anyone that needs the same, I guess you still do. Do you take confessions here? Or? If you need to confess, you can come up and do that. And let's all stand together. Nobody want to obey the gospel. I think everybody here is a member. Stand up and let's sing the song of invitation.